I took a few days to make sure I got all the facts and the body cam footage from the Tyree Nichols case in Memphis, and I'm going to break it all down and give all my thoughts here in a few seconds after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Welcome to another Wednesday, you know, for everybody here. And this is an episode that I felt needed, you know, a couple days to, you know, marinate and, you know, wait till more facts came to light on the Tyree Nichols situation in, you know, Memphis, killed by the police. No one can deny that, but I wanted to not be like all the schmucks out there. Let's go out there and flap my jibs and just say whatever the hell I want when I don't actually know any of it, just to delete the tweet or whatever I said later, like a lot of people, you know, do, or they make a little on their, you know, they edit their post, but they don't tell anyone about it. Like, they just go out there, spew their shit and move on. And they don't care, you know, who that affects and what's, you know, flames they stoke. And that's all they do. So I wanted to make sure to not be like, you know, CNN or Adam Schiff, especially him, because you might not have saw it, but I did, where he blamed it all on white supremacy and white supremacists and this, that, and the other one. Nothing was known about anything at the time yet. And don't worry, he just deleted it because that's all they know how to do. And again, I didn't want to, you know, be one of them, but it is amazing to see how many of them went directly. It had to be white people and white supremacy and everything else, even though there was one white cop involved, but he was at the first scene, not when they caught him down the road. I think he should probably get charged with some shit too, but I'll get to that. And again, pardon my French, it's probably going to happen a lot because this whole thing is just big bag of bullshit and worms. But if anyone was looking, wondering why I didn't say anything on any of the socials, I doubt any of you did, but that's why I was waiting until more facts came out. And I didn't, you know, I don't have an agenda. I don't have a narrative. I don't have anything to push. I just want to get you people the most honest answers and responses and everything to things, you know, factually based that I can, so that I don't become one of those schmucks that I'm always talking about, which are really the bane on the existence of the whole entire country, because they just keep stoking everything, no matter what the hell the truth is or any of that, which, again, that's what got us where we are, and that's what keeps us where we are, and why a lot of people say they think we're even worse off now than we were, you know, even just a few years ago, because they don't try to do anything. But body cam footage, terrifying. I'm sure by now everyone's seen, you know, at least some part of it. It'd be hard for me to believe that no one did, but, you know, at this point, it's, I mean, it's alarming, and it disproves, you know, much of what they all said, to include the officers in their initial report of what happened. If you, like, look at all of that, like, there's a lot of just stupid across this whole entire thing. But a top cop in Memphis described it as acts that defy humanity. And if you've watched it, I don't care who you are, even Walter, the great pissed off, grumpy all the time Walter, was going off last night, I believe, maybe the night, you know, night before, just completely about how, you know, when they finally released a lot of it, at least, you know, more in depth and length and stuff, that, you know, how, what he wants to do, what should happen to the officers, you know, batoning him and kicking him in the skull while he's down. And, you know, I'm sorry, that's, no matter what, that's well beyond police brutality. That's just gang warfare, guerrilla warfare, street fighting, whatever the hell it is. But it wasn't deserved. And the worst thing is, how dumb were they to lie and say, you know, here's what happened, even though it's on body cam and the body cam footage says a very different story than what they presented, which is what happens, you know, in some of these situations, you know, a lot of them. That's why the body cam should be on at all times, because then, well, you could see exactly what happened. No one can lie. I'd still like to know why we don't have anything until the third officer arrives, drives up on the scene. We don't get to know why they pulled him over, if he was driving ridiculously or anything. We'll never know that, but it leaves a lot of stuff up for speculation, and they should have it. So that doesn't help, but shout out to outfits like ABC News as well, because, you know, that's all they love to do. I mean, look at all the shit Whoopi says. She's still on the air, and so is The View. How they're using the word allegedly in regards to this, like, allegedly, the police officers allegedly were the reason of Tyree Nichols' death. Like, allegedly is now suddenly a word in their vocabulary. It's really, yeah. If you think about, you know, like, well, if we go back to when a white, you know, cop is involved, there's no allegedly, it's what they did it. And then whenever a white person does anything, it's said, oh, look at Kyle Rittenhouse, even after everything happened there. And guess what? Clear cut. Hell, the prosecution made the defense's case for them when they cross-examined. I don't know how they put any of those people on there and tried anything. It was self-defense. And there was, you know, Sleepy Joe Biden on this case. Sorry, he must have had his head in the sand or been unconscious. It's very clear cut. And, you know, Whoopi and all them saying that it was still white supremacy, even after the fact, because they just, you know, they can't help themselves. And ABC, you know, right there with them, not saying a word, letting people say shit like that, pretty much condoning her saying that was still white supremacy, even though it had nothing to do with it, because what else do they have? It's just amazing how this time, you know, the black man, five black police officers beat him to death. Literally, I mean, it might take it 3 days, but they did, you know, and suddenly the word allegedly is getting thrown around. I just find that to be amazing. It shows how disgusting and despicable all of them really are. In my opinion, I know my opinion doesn't matter, but at least not to most people, but just funny. And no one can argue the fact. Look at it. Look what they all do there. And this happens. And everything's always allegedly. Like, they play their lines very well and very obviously. And this was not white supremacy by any matter, no matter how much, just like Kyle Rittenhouse, no matter how anyone wants to spin it or tell you, this is not white supremacy. I know, hard to believe. Five black cops beat a black suspect to death on the road, literally kicking him in the head and batoning him in the head while he was down. And people are throwing white supremacy out there. Some facts for, you know, the demographics in the city of Memphis. 60% of police force is black, and 65% of the population of Memphis is black. Ergo, they're more than likely trained by fellow black officers in the city, and it's a majority black city. But yet they have to go and automatically say it was white supremacy. No, this wasn't white supremacy. This was police brutality. That's a fact. There's no one that can deny any of that. And that's just putting it, you know, nicely. There's a lot bigger words you can use to describe it. It was definitely garbage human beings in a position of power going unchecked. That definitely happened. Can't argue that fact either. That was people abusing the holy hell out of their power. And they got caught. They got caught lying about it too, which is even worse. And it was just dumpster fires of human being. This is why we need better vetting. Why they need money for training. This is why they need money for support. This is why, you know, they need better standards and not just, you know, lower the standards because they're running out of cops after the way everything's gone the last couple of years. You know, they're having a hard time with their retention and all that. This is why we need to take care of cops and we'll train them and give them money so shit like this doesn't happen. When people do it, you know, like, they're all completely 100% held accountable. No, you're going on paid leave. None of that. Just see you later. Bye. Because that was a bunch of thug shit that we saw there on the road. If you haven't seen it, go look at it. That wasn't thug shit. I don't know what is. And my personal opinion, I'm almost right there with Walter. It's a travesty and something that deserves the whole damn book to be thrown at them. Like, if you're there kicking him in the skull, you know they aren't wearing sneakers. Those tops of those boots, you know, shoes have got all but guaranteed some safety level to them so they don't get crushed if they get run over or anything. Like, in the skull, you know exactly what the hell you're doing. You knew what he was doing. Kicking him while he was down. And you hear them saying, punch him and hit him. Club him. Like, you hear them saying it on the video. Like, this is just a travesty of scumbag human beings put in a position that they shouldn't have been in the first fucking place. They had no choice. You know, because of the situation in the world we're all in. But this is one of those situations where they should have, like, and I always, anyone that knows me, any that don't, whatever. I'm normally, you know, there's situations where we're all on the side of you know, police officers themselves having immunity from being sued and all that stuff, you know, because a lot of the situations you look at, you know, it's just someone trying to make a quick buck and do all this, and they shouldn't be held accountable because the person shouldn't get anything. And we definitely, as we pay it in taxes and everything, we shouldn't be the ones paying for that when they do anything stupid. This is one of those situations where it's caught on camera. Sorry, you shouldn't even, you should get the express lane to jail. Shouldn't be any bail. There shouldn't be anything. You should be gone. And I'm just going to leave it at you should be gone. I'm not saying anyone go out and march any vigilante stuff. I'm just saying full extent of the law. Express lane, I believe, like they have in Texas. But that's what should happen to them. This is one of the times where, you know, the tax, they should, it should be all on them for their own defense. They should be the ones taking the civil suits, not the city or the department for their actions. This should be on them. Shouldn't happen every time, but when you have it caught on camera, clear as day, open and shut, this should be one of those times where they don't have it. When, why? Because then people will stop. Yeah. Guarantee you the problem would get a lot smaller. If you took that away and they could actually physically themselves get sued and have to pay for this shit, it would go down. And a lot of other ways to make it go down, but that's definitely one of them. Taxpayers should not have to foot the bill for the lawsuit and everything because these guys are fucking scumbags. Pardon my French again. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to. But, you know, what do you expect in this situation? It deserves it. Like, if anyone ever earned it, they did. And it's disgusting that anyone went immediately blamed white people, white supremacy, anything like that in this situation. Anyone that believes it, you know, at all in any way, is also disgusting, ignorant, useless, and sorry, but you're just plain stupid. This had anything to do with white supremacy, and they just keep throwing it around. You hear it all the time. It's amazing. Half the time you hear it, it has nothing to do with it. Like, this one physically couldn't have anything to do with it. Like, Kyle Rittenhouse, what, it was all white self-defense. They didn't, he didn't pull the trigger until they pointed a weapon at his head. Boom. What do you know? Bad things happen. Somehow white supremacy. This thing, white supremacy. Like, it's just, it's all they have. And it's really pathetic that that's all they have. And I wish that we lived in a different world and that wasn't all that they have, but they just keep doing it and people keep buying into it. And I'm sorry, if you're one of those people, please snap out of it. Like, look around at all the bunch of facts from a bunch of different cases throughout. If you need any, message me, find me, comment. We can pull up stuff. I'm not just making this up. It doesn't come out of my head one day, poof. Trust me, I wish I had ideas like that. Really good ones. That would be nice. But it's stuck with stuff like this, which is disgusting. Because it needs to be talked about honestly. Just like the Black Lives Matter, of all people. Here's their statement on the incident. And then I'll unload after. Five police officers brutally beat Tyree to death. Although the media has spent a great amount of time drawing attention to the fact that the police officers are black, as if that is important, let us be clear. All police represent the interests of capitalism and impel state-sanctioned violence. Anyone who works within a system that perpetuates state-sanctioned violence is complicit in upholding white supremacy. Can someone enlighten me where the fuck that, like, where does that make sense? Again, I know I'm going to get yelled at so much for cussing on this one, but hey, I click the explicit thing when I upload it. They can't come after me. What little E is there? You're warned. What does that mean? Like, these are the same people that said, I don't know why there's not more. You know, they said that they should stay in the streets. And all that 2020 stuff is happening. What do we want? Dead cops? When do we want them now? Like, chanting stuff like that, lighting things on fire, just all hell breaking loose. And they were condoning everything that happened there, saying people to keep doing it and keep the fight. Look at everything outside of Chauvin's trial or the George Floyd thing, saying they don't get the thing, you know, the verdict they want, they're burning shit down. Or here's a good one. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, after he won, said that he's going to put, you know, anti-gang, anti-gun, like those units back together to get illegal guns and stuff off the street. And the chapter leader up there in New York City there, I swear he said that there's going to be violence and disturbances and blood in the streets if they did that, which means they're condoning all of said behavior. So someone tell Black Lives Matter to take it and they could stick that right up there. I'll shine it up real nice for him. Turn that son of a bitch sideways. And if you ever watched wrestling, you know what to do with it. And if you try to argue any of that, just look it up. They said it. They're very complicit in very many bad things. And my best part, favorite thing about BLM, and I talk about them, besides the fact the politicians are right there, look how much money they made off of Obama and all these other politicians, is what have they actually done with any of that money? Have race relations gotten better? Have any of these, you know, policing gotten any better? Have their cities gotten any better? Or did the people have found it and took all the money, now they have multi-million dollar mansions all over the place and are doing very well and being looked into by the Fed? Because I swear that's what actually happened. For them condoning violence. Well, it goes all the way back to Ferguson. They burned that son of a bitch to the ground. Look what happened in Minneapolis. That, like, that's, look, everything that happened throughout all of those months of stupid and years, really. So their opinions mean nothing. They could say whatever the hell they want. If you fall for it, I'm sorry for you, and whatever laws you break, you deserve to have the law thrown at you. But their actions are way different than their words. At least where they say, where they put their money where your mouth is. Where they actually put their money, last time I checked, there's not too much there except for themselves, which again is why the Fed's looking into them. It has been. So they're not who they say they are, but they sure make a lot of money off of it. So their opinion means absolutely nothing. And it just helps stoke more stupid shit over nothing, because their whole purpose is to keep us divided and hating each other. Why? Because no one's going to look and see what they're doing or what anyone else is doing. That's why everything has to be white supremacy. Everything. And they all have to have the same statements. I don't know about you guys. Personally, I hate it. I've been over it. I'm really over it now. Why do you think things are still getting worse? Because this shit keeps happening and it goes unchecked. People need to wake up and notice this stuff. Just like these idiots. Here we go. We got a line of idiots. Van Jones, CNN commentator, said killing may still have been driven by racism. The killing might still have been driven by racism. Black guy, five black police officers. Maybe I'm confused. Jemele Hill, which I used to like listening to on Pardon the Interruption, you know, when she was on there every once in a while till, you know, she popped her top off. But, stated the entire system of policing is based on white supremacist violence. I'm going to say, look at crime stats. There you go. When I say crime stats, I even mean, look at the stuff for the FBI for police-involved shootings by race of who they kill and everything else. And look at all the things happening on the streets now. Like, look at all that. Who does what? And then come and talk to me, Jemele. And you have a brain. Filmmaker, Brie Newsome Bass. I'm going to guess it's Bass. Could be Bass, but I'm going to go with Bass. Diversifying the police force doesn't end racism, because racism is inherent to the organization and its daily operation. Racism is what policing is. Like, you actually have to be, I don't even know. Normal people would say you're smoking something, but that's offensive to a lot of people I know. Because they've actually smoked some things. Got an awful lot of meds. They're doing much better. But I don't know what the hell you have to be. Like, here's one. Diversifying. How about you don't just diversify for the sake of diversifying? Have you looked at how the whole country is being run right now? Diversification, just for the sake of it, giving someone a job because of who they are, solves fuck all. Solves nothing. It gets us nowhere. Diversifying to get people in there that are actually qualified to do the job, that actually does help. But just putting people there just for the fucking sake of it, no, that's not going to stop racism. I mean, congratulations. I guess technically you figured something out, but inherent to the organization racism is? Like, I can tell you a lot of things that, you know, would change. Actually, just get me yelled at knowing the people that are saying this shit, but yeah, no, it's not. Like, they're not just, like, goes both ways. You don't solve racism with more racism. Shouldn't even have to tell anyone that. I don't understand, but we also got Florida Democrat Congressman Maxwell Frost posted and then deleted. He's learning from Adam Schiff and them well. Doesn't matter what color those police officers are. The murder of Tyre Nichols is anti-black and the result of white supremacy. How the hell is it anti-black? Like, and white supremacy is fault of all things. Like, you could say it is whatever they want, they did whatever. Black on black, five black police officers and one black victim. No white people anywhere near, except for the guy at the first scene when he pulled up and they were all right, trying to pull him out of his vehicle. You watch the video, you can see that. No footage before that again. That's the one that gets you. And somehow they still like it's white supremacy. Like to anyone listening, if you heard a thud, sorry, pen dropped. When I say it dropped, I mean I dropped it. But like, how does that, like, how does anyone even think that makes like a lick of sense in your entire head? Anywhere. Like, I'm brain damaged. Don't make sense in my head. My head doesn't even work fully properly. But I'm not like that dumb. That's really, really dumb. And again, they just have to keep pushing it no matter what. And you know how you know that it was, you know, stupid and they know it because they go and delete it like down the road immediately. Oh no, click. Oop, that didn't work out. Thankfully, people screenshot this stuff and let it live forever because they're pussies. And if you can go and run your mouth about it, you should keep it there to get your head taken off. Put out a big apology like an adult and actually get some stuff growing. Don't just run your suckhole, stoke flames, and then get rid of it after a million people see it and no thousands, tens of thousands, whoever you are, and they don't get a chance to see you put a redaction, you know, and say I was wrong because you just delete it and move on. That's what got us where we are. People having the ability to do that. That doesn't help us at all. And like, this is something we should all agree on. Just like George Floyd and Chauvin, what he did with his knee there was wrong. We all agreed on that. No matter, I haven't heard anyone that didn't agree with that. No one. And this is something we should all agree that this was fucked. We should also agree that a lot of us do that we don't need less policing. We actually need more policing and more money in the budget to properly train police officers and get people that are actually qualified for the job to be in the job in violently strict vetting process. Do not lower the standards. Make it harder so you get the proper people that actually want to do it and do the right thing in the position to do it. Crazy thought. I know. Hear me out. You get, you know, out of it's just white supremacy on everything. Yeah, a lot of things. We had one downtown resident who did state that color doesn't matter. It's just that you had officers taking a guy's life. And he's not alone with that sentiment, like I'm getting at. The police shortage problem, because we saw how many, you know, early retirements and resignations we had in the aftermath of George Floyd. And since then, we've seen how hard, you know, the funding and how crime has gone up in places when they've cut $150 million out of their budget. We've seen it physically, actually seen it. We have a recruiting problem. There's a retention problem because of the stigma around. There's a stigma problem, like I just said. People just keep beefing up this stuff like this and making people hate them. And there's a lowered standard because so many people left that they need them. So more people are getting through the cracks that should have nothing to do with it. It's not hard to comprehend this, people. At least not to me. Like, I take it personally. Guess what? There's a cop right out there. Right over there when I got ran over. That completely did me dirty. Did I go and blame the whole entire police system and say that it was all of them and the whole thing's bad and racist and miserable? And no, I don't like him. Still wish he'd return my email. One of these days, sooner or later, it'll be a man and do it. So sit down and talk to the guy. But I don't blame everyone and then throw the race card around every single bad thing that happens to me. That's a victim's mentality. And especially, you know, since George Floyd, it's just exploded. And we've had a problem with policing and retention stuff for a while, and especially in a lot of cities, there have been, you know, problems like this. And again, early retirements. People just said, screw it, I'm gone. Didn't even collect retired. They just left. They resigned. They were done with it. And the crime is on the rise. So there's less of them dealing with more crime. And, you know, you get longer response times. More criminals get away with it, which is why certain crimes are going up, because they know they're not going to get caught because there's no one to stop them. That's what happens when you cut millions from your budget. That's a lot of people no longer doing, you know, out there doing the thing. It's not hard to correlate this in your head. I don't understand how this is a big argument at all. I don't care what talking head tells you. It to make it make sense. Here we go. Here's an analogy for everybody. While I'm on the roll, let's say, because, say, eggs cost $10 for 18, when I might add you used to get 5 dozen at Walmart for $4.98 down here. As I digress, the dollar goes less nowadays. So when your dollar goes less, I guarantee you're not eating as well, the most, you know, the nicest cuts that you want. You're not buying the best clothes. If you need them, you're going to get, you know, the best deal you can because you don't have the money, which means you can't have the best of everything, which is what happens when you take millions of dollars from police forces, which means, you know, Training down, equipment down, level of person in there down. Like, it's not hard to put two and two together to correlate any of that. There's the analogy of the year. Too bad it's almost February. It is February. Ha ha. Joke's on me. I just didn't pay my bills yet. So woke up, you know, did this. Can't you tell? When starting off my day properly. Before I go to pay my bills and be flat broke. But it's true right there. It's not a conspiracy theorist. Anyone that doesn't agree with me isn't a conspiracy theorist. Any of that. The talking heads telling you all this shit are just, they're just full of shit. They're full of baloney, malarkey, garbage. They're dumpster fires. They just spew what they're told to and move on, even if they know it's a lie. And that analogy is the best thing you could have. When you have less money, the quality of your food, clothing, and everything you're eating and buying and stuff goes down because you don't have the money and you need to stretch it. Which means the quality of everything goes down behind it in all aspects of life. Boom. Here's your sign. I wish I had one. I don't. There's your sign on the TV if you're watching this. You're welcome. But we need more cops. People in poor, crime-riddled, you know, cities always say they need more, you know, the same amount of cops, if not more, because when they're gone, the crime in those areas go up. That's where a lot of bad things happen. And everyone can say, oh, property crimes are down. Yeah, but violent crimes like rapes are way up. Don't listen to the media. Go look at the actual numbers. While some things are down, they, you know, tell you about violent crimes are way up, which they don't tell you. And the FBI and crime stats across the place, across the whole internet, prove it. Which is why all these things just keep getting worse. And we seem to go, why are there so many bad eggs? Why'd everyone stop giving a shit and funding them? Just saying. And Memphis, as an example, just because I said it, you know, where this happened, from 2011 to 2017, the number of officers in Memphis, you know, dropped around 20%, while crime was up by more than 25% in that same amount of time. And two of the officers that were involved in the Tyree Nichols incident were hired during that time. Lower quality, more people just taking, you know, gang warfare to, you know, themselves and getting away with it for so long. But they aren't the only ones. There's a lot of cities. You know, I'm not just picking on Memphis. They happen to be the example because that's where this happened. There's other cities where people started yelling at me. Austin, Texas cut $150 million from their police budget. That was one third of the total budget, and it was voted on unanimously. Look at their numbers since then. I did an episode before. Actually, the notes are right down there, right there. I'll find the episode through there. I'll put it out there for you. I'll put the, you know, here's the episode number. Everyone will find it on the Twitter page. Find it. I have all the stats, and I didn't want to be here all year giving it. Seattle cut $3.5 million and reinvested over $17 million from their budgets. And we also saw the resignation of Police Chief Carmen Best during all of that, you know, 28-year vet and the first Black police chief, you know, in that position ever in the city. And she had to resign because of all the stupid that kept happening. And they said they need more of them. They're getting rid of all of them. New York City cut $1 billion from its 2021 budget, while Los Angeles cut $150 million. New York City reallocated $350 million of that to mental health, homelessness, and education services. And, well, hate to break it to you. Look at the mental health and homelessness there. You're welcome. Didn't get any better. Don't blame it on immigrants. Like, it got worse before the illegals started. Like, it did nothing. And look at the crime rate. Look it up. San Francisco, $120 million. Oakland, $14.6 million. Washington, D.C., $15 million. Baltimore, $22 million. Like, they didn't have enough problems. Portland, Oregon, is $16 million. Philadelphia, $33 million. Trust me, like, they didn't have enough problems. But look at their numbers now. It's astonishing. Hartford, Connecticut, $1 million. Norman, Oklahoma, $865,000. Salt Lake City, $5.3 million. You could say that all those budget cuts have nothing to do with anything. But if it had no correlation between the two, why did the, you know, rates go up so drastically in a lot of these places with certain things? Like, some things went down, but violent crime spiked in almost all of them. Why is that? Why? Because there's less people, less cops to do anything about it when you're cutting millions. You know how many salaries that is? That's a lot, because those guys don't make a lot of money. What the hell do I know? So if you literally think there's nothing to do with the other, I'm sorry for you. It makes, you know, it's physically impossible to make that little sense. So it is what it is, I reckon, but there's a correlation. Places like Minneapolis and Seattle have, you know, had the city, you know, vote to get money back to get more police officers because crime went through the roof. That's a real thing that you'll never hear on the mainstream media. I think Fox mentioned it for a few seconds back when I still watch the news, but they hurt my damn head. I just know where to find the stats. The most freeing thing you can ever do. I wanted to look at all that stuff, but I have Walter. I don't need to watch the news. He calls me 7 times a day to tell me, hey, did you see this? No. No, I didn't. Why? It hurts my damn head. I don't watch it around the clock. But it has a lot to do with it. The less funds there are, the lesser the training is, the lesser the quality. The more demonized there are, the less quality cops are because they're tired of getting just shit on all the time. The harder it is to get people, the more you demonize them and the less money there is. The harder it is to retain people that way. The less money you have to properly fund training programs for these people. The lower of human standard of human being there is on the job. And the worse shit like this gets and the more it happens because no one gives a damn. And this is a problem that was started a long time ago. They got turned into hyperdrive 2 years ago. And, you know, I've been called a lot of things. I'm sure we all have. Anyone that listens to this, when we said crime is up and everyone just blows our head off with all this stuff. But if you just look at the stats, they're stupid. People telling you you're wrong are stupid. Everyone that denies it are stupid. And, you know, we got Betsy Branter Smith. She was a retired police sergeant and trainer. And also she's a spokesperson for the National Police Association, said the video shows clear violations of proper training, stating, nobody teaches baton strikes above the shoulder. No shit. Nobody teaches kicks to the head. No shit. Nobody teaches the denial of medical aid. Hell, we still give medical aid to terrorists that try to blow us up. Overseas, we give them medical aid after we clear and make sure we're not going to die. Like, this is basic. Everyone knows this human just being stuff right here. Also, these men were street fighting. They were not acting as police officers, which we all agree with if you saw the video. Those five being... they were fired. Demetrius Haley, Tadarius Bean, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills, and Justin Smith. There are also 3 fire department personnel that were fired as well. Officer Preston Hempill and an unidentified officer were also relieved of duty. Hempill was the white officer that showed up while the two were already there, and we don't know why he got pulled over because there's no footage of that. At least not that I've been able to find. I've scoured, saying, we heard him after he's going back to his car after we took off running. I hope they stomp his ass. Heard it on his body cam footage. Sorry, guy. What? That's just a problem with humanity, which I've been saying for a long time. If you listen to me, if you haven't, go back. It's some good shit back there. We have a humanity problem, an accountability problem, and it leads to stuff like this. All 5 officers turned themselves in and been subsequently released on bond. That I don't like at all, especially the ones that were baton striking and kicking him in the skull. And you saw people just throwing haymakers at the guy. Sorry. Especially the ones that did the kicking, at least, and the batoning. You don't deserve to pass go, collect $200. You deserve to go directly to jail and sit there. I'd be there. Hell, I got ran over by a truck. Clearly, you could see. A psychotic pre-workout packet in my pocket exploded. Field test says meth because it has MDA in it. MDMA. Guess what? Bing. A life flight didn't even land yet. They didn't throw any labs or anything. God warned, they were coming to get me right there while I was in the hospital inside 3 hours on Thanksgiving morning. Guess what? It's been dropped, which is why I said I'd really like to talk to that guy. Because the lab result came back, and I was right. They went after me right away. These people shouldn't be able to be bonded out when they literally beat a guy to death on camera. I wouldn't be. My ass would be gone. I'd be locked up in a cage somewhere. So I don't like it. But each of them is facing more than 6 charges, including second-degree murder and a possibility of up to 60 years in jail. And when it comes to the second-degree murder thing, I'm sorry. There's that, but they should get the book thrown at them. You know exactly what you were doing with that, kicking someone in the skull, swinging and punching them that hard while they were down, hitting them, batoning them in the head. All of that. You knew what would happen. Now, even basic Marine Corps training, they tell you what will happen if you do all of that. You knew what was going to happen. They should get the book thrown at them. Shit like that is what's actually going to stop any of this from happening anymore. Granted, it could get worse. I mean, they don't want to jump the gun because they can add charges later. But when you're sitting there hitting him in the head while he's down, and the fists and the batons and everything else, you should be gone. Should. I don't care what anyone says. And it's amazing how there's no footage of why they just have the report of what initially happened, but you can't believe anything they say what initially happened because you heard their initial report. And then the body cam footage was 1,000%, nowhere near it. And that's what makes this even more difficult. I want to know, do they not have it because they didn't have them turned on? Or do they have it and they're going, oh, shit, because it's about to get a lot worse if they release it? Which is the only 2 options here. And I don't like it. We don't know why they drug him out of the car, why I hit him while he was down, pepper spray, and why so many commands, why kicking, striking with the head, you know, why swinging at him. And you could literally hear them say, what, get him. Hit him, kick him, punch him. You could hear all that. And then the question, he reached for my gun, right? Like, you should know these things well before we get to that phase. And three members of the Memphis Fire Department have been charged, and I think they should have. Their inaction should be criminal. They got there. I mean, they were told that he was pepper sprayed, but no matter what, they should have showed up, had a medical bag, and they sat there and did nothing until the other ambulance got there. And that are critical minutes in the whole entire thing, and they did nothing. I don't know about y'all. Last time I checked, it's not good. All kinds of statutes for doing stuff like that. Yeah, depending on the state and the city, but that played a role. They're, them not doing anything played a role in all of it. And they were right there, and like the officers that stood there and did nothing or anything. You're all complicit in it. And it might be a screwed system, but that wasn't police working that I know. That is thuggery and people that don't deserve to have the damn badge that give the whole entire system very bad name. And I might sound like I take it personally. Guess what? I do. Because I've known I'll grow up with a lot of good cops right there. Even my neighbor, like all of it. And it's shit. And I know a lot of good ones now that are friends, no matter what Walter says. There's good ones out there. But we'll see where it goes. You know, I just know the striking the batons and kicks to the head. You shouldn't get to pass go. You should just be done. See you later. But get in the cage. And it all comes down to really basically poor training, poor standards to get people in, dropping it like that, you know, and garbage human beings doing this stuff. Not white supremacy. This isn't white supremacy. This is just garbage humans and gang warfare and scumbaggery and street fighting. And it has no place in policing, and they should all get the book thrown as hard as the mat they can, and they should be the ones held accountable, not the city, because that's what will actually stop this. But as I digress, I'll leave it there. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Share, share, share. Get to as many people as you can. It helps. And I'll be back next time. So until then, deuces, peace. I'm out.